Is it belly dancing? Zumba? Is it just dancing around your house? Doing what you love to do, singing at the top of your lungs? Find a movement that moves you, something that nourishes you, and eliminate this dieting illusion that you need to exercise more and eat less. Dieting illusion number two. The reason you eat too much is a lack of willpower. Willpower is the ability to control yourself and determine your actions. It's a firmness of will. Those with willpower demonstrate the unwavering strength of will to carry out one's decisions. You know who I'm talking about. Those girlfriends who can do those fruit and veggie fasts and they stick on it for days on end and they've got such willpower to stick on it. It is an unwavering strength of will that they have to carry out that decision that they decided they're going to do a fruit and vegetable cleanse for 14 days. Amazing. Do you have that? Do you have that ability to stick with an intention that you've set before yourself in order to attain a goal? I believe that willpower is like a muscle, and it has to be used and strengthened in order for it to take hold within your very being. In order for you to stick with that fruit and vegetable cleanse for 14 days, it's a muscle that you build. And if you have been weakening that muscle by not following through with your intentions, the goals that you set for yourself, then your willpower muscle will become weak. So it takes building up a little bit at a time. Don't expect 14 days on that fruit and vegetable cleanse. Just say one. Just start with one day. Or a half a day, whatever it is, but you've got to gradually build up that willpower muscle. There is a downside to willpower. It is great and it serves us until stress hits. And if you don't have wholesome habits to back it up, then the ease to default to unwholesome habits is overwhelming. So when you're on that fruit and vegetable cleanse, and it's been 3 days and you're doing great, you feel really good, but then all of a sudden stress hits your life and things start to fall apart and you default to your typical going through the drive-thru and picking up a root beer and tater tots. Oops. You can have a strong willpower muscle, but when you find yourself in stressful time, the brain defaults to unwholesome habits. Here are some steps to help you build your willpower muscle. First, you discover what motivates you, or better yet, what inspires you. You see, what motivates us is temporary, but what inspires us is lasting. It's lifelong. Write this inspiration on your mirror so you can see it every day. Post it on your refrigerator, your computer, someplace where you can look at it and take note of it and absorb it several times a day. Second step is set a clear goal. A short and concise, it's doable and measurable. The third step is monitor your behavior toward that goal. Meaning this, if your behavior doesn't match the desired endpoint, then shift to make a transition so that it does. This is where strength of will comes into play. Let's say you want to do that fruit and vegetable cleanse, and you've been going 24 hours and things are good. You're reading on your mirror that you are nourishing your body with spiritual food. You are satisfied and free. It's that freedom and satisfaction that you're looking for. That's your inspiration, your end goal. You want to be free and satisfied. And you're doing it, you're choosing to nourish yourself through spiritual food by listening in and tuning in to your body's needs. So you've chosen to do a fruit and vegetable cleanse for several days in order to focus in on this process. Now you hit a little hiccup in the road and something goes wrong one morning. You are running behind and you are not able to prepare your fruit and vegetable breakfast the way that you would like, your smoothie, your green smoothie, the way that you would like, and you have to run out the door without any food on you. You're running behind, you're running late. This behavior doesn't match your desired endpoint. And so you're wanting to go through the drive-thru to get you a yogurt from one of the fast food restaurants that has all the granola and stuff, and you really want to do that because you're starving and you know you have to have food. But that behavior doesn't match what your desired endpoint is going to be of living satisfied and free. So you have to make an adjustment. You have to make a transition and a shift in your thinking of you can't do the normal thing that you would have done. What would you do instead? Maybe you could go to a store, run into a store and grab a couple of apples and oranges and bananas and grapes, carrots, cucumbers, anything like that. You could run by the store and grab those up and get on with your day. That's where the strength of will comes into play. Is you have to make adjustments. You have to catch yourself in the act of the poor behavior and make that shift, the transition. The fourth step to building your willpower muscle is to apply a never quit attitude. And that takes practice, especially if you have quit on something several times in your life. And I also want you to remember that you never fail. You're always practicing, and some days are better than others. So pull yourself up by your bootstraps and keep going. Don't stop, just keep going. Yes, you're going to mess up. We're human. Take a deep breath, make that shift, and get back on track. But when you think about it, willpower is really not the issue here. It's awareness. Awareness is the issue. We have checked out of our life. We are so busy and trying to get so many things done on our to-do list that we've checked out. So it's really not about willpower. It's about awareness. When you're eating, if you are aware of the meal that you're eating, then you will only eat what feels right for your body at the time. But if you're checked out, then you'll eat anything. Be satisfied temporarily by anything. So when you're eating with awareness, you want to bring forth all the senses to the table and be present. When you are present and in the moment with your meal and eating slowly, you will not overeat, binge eat, or eat foods that are not satisfying and kill your willpower. Because remember, in this instance about food, it's not about the willpower to be able to stay away from foods. It is about awareness. Are you feeding your body exactly what it needs in that moment? Are you feeding it protein, essential fats, and good organic vegetables? Are you eating slowly? Are you allowing your senses to come to life and chewing slowly, chewing thoroughly, tasting the food for the first time? Swallowing the food and actually feeling when it lands in the stomach? Are you taking deep breaths throughout your meal? When you do this with thought and awareness, you will taste the food for what it has to offer. And if it doesn't meet it, if it doesn't meet your expectations, your needs at that time, then you're going to be aware after the first couple of bites and you're going to be able to stop and make a different choice, one that nourishes you in the moment. It's all about awareness. So here are my three tips to help you overcome this dieting illusion of willpower. Exercise number one, stay awake at the plate, notice your food, see it, touch it, taste it, be present. Notice the nutrients, the colors, the textures, your environment, and the people with whom you're having a conversation with. Be aware, present-filled. If your mind floats off to Never Never Land, bring it back to present on the next bite. It does take practice, but as with anything else you are discovering on adopting a healthy lifestyle, it is possible, and the results are worth the practice. On this journey of developing this healthy lifestyle and adopting it 24/7, you run into many hiccups and challenges, but you do see that it's possible and that the results of it are so worth it. And when you make that decision and that choice to be present and aware at mealtime and to actually taste the food, you will be amazed at your portion size that you eat. It is the perfect portion control mechanism. You'll be truly amazed. You won't have to tell yourself to stop. You'll just stop because you're aware when you have hit the point of energy, of when you have more energy than when you sat down with. Practice slow. Practice awareness when you eat. The second exercise that you can do to help offset this willpower dilemma is that you have a belly brain, and it's understanding how to utilize this and how to tap into it. The belly brain, otherwise known as the enteric nervous system, knows what foods are good for your body and what foods digest well. Your belly brain is very, very intelligent. It knows which foods you're sensitive to and which ones you're allergic to. It understands which foods give you energy and which foods deplete your energy. It knows how much is too much. It has spent a lifetime gathering data. And Mark David's book, Nourishing Wisdom, is wonderful. It talks a lot about the wisdom of your body and the nourishment of it. So what you want to do now is plug into your belly brain, your gut brain. Learn to listen and hear the body. Before mealtime, tap into your gut wisdom. So pause, breathe. Before you decide what to eat, breathe long, slow, deep belly breaths, at least 5 to 10 times. This is going to get the oxygen flowing to the gut. Ask yourself, ask the gut, is this good food for me to eat right now? What is the amount of food that is best for me in this moment? Is this a good combination of food choices for me? Tune in and let the answers come effortlessly. You want to pause, breathe, take a moment. You do have time. Follow the wisdom of the belly. If she says no, make a different choice. But if she says yes, then enjoy with complete awareness. It is okay and completely normal to feel awkward and uncertain with this exercise. It's new territory. Also know that mistakes are going to occur. You may make a food choice that your body doesn't agree with or that wasn't really healthy for your body at the time. And that's okay. Mistakes are learning experiences. The third exercise I want to teach you is to eat to the point of energy. In other words, stop before you fill up. And you want to set the intention right at the beginning of your meal. You've sat down, you're checked in, you've tuned in your gut wisdom. You're going to eat the foods that satisfy you. You're going to be slow and aware. You're going to set that intention next to eat to the point of energy. And you're going to observe your energy level throughout the meal. Observe your satisfaction level, your satiation level. And you want to end the meal when you can leave with more energy than when you started. Your stomach will not feel full. You will not have that feeling that you have to arch back into your chair, right, to open up and let the food have room. Your stomach will feel just comfortable. It may feel slightly empty at first. So throughout your meal, be aware of your energy level. And as you know, when you eat past the point of fulfillment, even just one bite, you end up sluggish and sleepy and need to arch your back. And also you don't perform your best. When you stop eating before the point of fullness, you will be alert with the tummy slightly empty. However, the energy that you gain from this is going to come in handy as you continue on through your day. You will gain more energy for your afternoon when you do this at lunchtime. You're not going to hit that 3 o'clock slump of, oh, you need to take a nap. You're going to have energy because you have eaten to the point of energy. Your body will be ready for a snack, something wholesome and good, nuts and seeds, an apple, something like that, that will tide you over to dinner. It's a wonderful way to monitor your portion sizes is by allowing gut wisdom to shine through and to eat to the point of energy. The key lesson here is to listen to your body. It is filled with so much wisdom.